Blog Talk Radio.
Embracing widows and other losses. The scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. And this is Mary Hollis, your host. And I hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day. I had a really nice one as well. I spent with my kids. We went out to eat. And we also, my son-in-law and his best friend and wife were together, and we had a great time. But first we went to church. We started off by going to church, and then we went out to dinner, and that was fun. And everybody went their separate ways, and I came back and went, had my Mother's Day nap. And that felt good. So I was able to enjoy a quiet evening alone, in which I had a wonderful time because I needed some rest after being so busy with my grandson in the park most of the weekend. I went Friday night. He played a game Friday night. And then Saturday they had family and family fun day. And you know how hot it was outside, 80 plus degrees. So I was exhausted and getting up to go to church on Sunday. By Sunday evening, I was exhausted. I enjoyed my Sunday's nap. And I hope that you had a wonderful Mother's Day as well. Well, tonight, we're going to talk how God is at work. Let me ask a question. I'm not going to pull anyone from the audience like I did last week, but I do have a couple of questions for you. How have you seen God at work lately? Well, I've had some response from other people. They see him at work as they read the scripture each morning. They see him at work as he helps them face every day. They also see him at work when they know that he's been with them every step of the way and realize how much he has helped them to face challenges while giving him joy. Love, God's word and his indwelling presence. Well, first of all, God loves his answers, love these answers because reflects on how through his love and word and his indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, he stays near to you and works in you those who love him. In Hebrews 13:20 through the 21st says, may he works in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ. Well, God working in his followers is a wonderful mystery that the writer to the Hebrews refer to as he draws his letter to a close in what known as a benediction. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ. God will equip his people to follow him, and that God will work in and through them for his glory. Just knowing that things that you are going through and how you accomplish this is for his glory. The gift of God working in us can take us by surprise. Perhaps we forgive someone who did wrong to us, or showed patience to someone we find difficult. Our peace spreads his love and peace in and through us. How have you seen God at work lately? You may have experienced something today, this evening. God is always at work. Sometimes we don't see or feel the situation, feel his presence, but he's always at work. He has his angels dispatch and make sure that all is well with us. So God works in and through his followers. God wants you to learn the secret of being content in any and every situation. Contentment training is a challenging process. It is learned through enduring a wide range of difficulties. You thought you were fairly advanced in this training, but the circumstances in your life sometimes get harder. On some days you are able to cope with your hardships. On other days, you just want out. Isn't that true? God is letting us know that he's here to help you with your other days as well, not just today. Begin by acknowledging how frustrated and upset you are without your heart to him. Simply releasing your pent-up feelings does you a world of good. Knowing that he hears you and he understands to encourage you more, even more. Ask him also to increase your awareness of his presence with you. Continue talking to him and listening in the depths of the Spirit for his response. Yes, he is listening. He's always listening. Cling to helpful scripture. Bathe your mind and heart in them. Finally, sing praises to him. This will lift your spirit like nothing else. It is a good thing to sing praises to his holy name, to declare by his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. Reflect on his goodness. Here's three scriptures. Philippians 4:12 says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in and every situation, whether well feed or hunger, whether living in plenty or in want. In Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times. Pour out your heart to him, for God is our refuge. And Psalms 92:1-2 says, it is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to his name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. It is so important that you praise him. And before you begin asking him for different things, praise him first. Find some verses. There's so many scriptures in Psalms that you can find that you can praise him first before you begin asking him for favors or your wants. I love the 100 Psalms. There's so many in the book of Psalms, so just take time and find some of them. Four is one, 100. And if you go and at the end of Psalms, I think from 140, I know 145 through 46. I love those scriptures as well. So praise him first before you begin asking him for things. God is, he can train you the discipline of perseverance. You are probably on a long uphill journey now, and sometimes it seems endless to you looking back on whatever situation that you might be going through. You can see some times of ease and refreshment. Looking ahead, however, you will see continuing action. The top of the mountain you are climbing is somewhere in sight. Know how hard it is for you to keep going day after day. Yes, it is difficult sometimes, but keep on climbing. Do not become weary and discouraged in your soul. You should live in a culture dedicated to entertainment and pleasure seeking. Seeking him for his presence. In such a climate, a life of struggle feels like an alien. If you are not careful, you will be subdued and you'll begin to feel self-pity, sinful sneer. Avoid falling into the traps. Remember that God is always there with you. He is such a sovereign God. And his loving presence is always with you. As you go on your struggle, it is not a mistake. It's not a mistake or a punishment. Try to view it instead of a rich opportunity. Your uphill journey keeps you aware of your neediness as you look to him for help. So many times when you go through, God allows you to go through things because he wants you to recognize that he's there and that he's going to be there to walk with you through these different trials and tribulations. And as you go up that uphill journey, he's going to be walking right by your side. The difficulties in your life makes your heavenly home more precious and real to you. So you should now, as you go up that uphill journey, trusting, and as he whispers in your ears, embrace his everlasting love, because sometimes we have to be still to hear his voice and his presence. Consider him who endures, in Hebrew 12:3, consider him who endures such. Oh, excuse me for a second. All of a sudden, my eyes just got a little blur there. Let me get back to the scripture. Sinners against himself, let you become weary and discouraged in your soul. The Spirit of the Lord our God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to good feeling, tidings to the poor. He has sent me to be healed the brokenhearted, to perform liberty to the capture and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. That's Isaiah 61:1. The Lord appears to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn with you with loving kindness. He's always there with us through all of our journeys. So getting back to that question, how have you seen God work lately, at work lately? Well, I know that as I prayed about my son's wedding, it rained for, I think, just about 3 or 4 weekends continuously in the last month, really starting in the month of April, and like I said, April showers, May flowers. And it rained also from that Sunday to that Thursday before the wedding. And that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there was no rain. So I saw God at work. I prayed, and many prayed with me, and I'm sure Nyara's family prayed as well for great weather. And it was a blessing how it rained from Sunday all the way to Thursday, and it stopped, and it was beautiful. So I saw him at work, where he gave us favor, and allowing no rain those 3 days. It was wonderful. It was a beautiful event. So I saw his goodness at work, showing us favor to not to have any rain on their wedding. So just look back at some of the other things that God, you see that God is at work. And not, you don't have to reflect all the way back years and years and months and months. Just reflect on some of the things that he just did in the last few days, how he got you through certain situations, getting up every day, having your right mind. Just reflect back how you've seen God at work, how God have gotten you through this Mother's Day weekend. I'm sure some of you had experienced a lot of discouragement and was very weary because of the holiday, but he got you through. and I'm sure that he gave you some words of encouragement to get you through this time in your life. He's always at work with us. And so just this week, reflect back and see how good God is and how he's working through these things with us. No, it's not easy. It's not always. Sometimes there are tears. There's sadness. So many different emotions. But he's always at work. He has his angel dispatched to all of us, helping us through these moments of discomfort. So that's one thing for you to do this week, reflecting back and see how God is at work in your life. And let me see what else I wanted to talk about tonight. I think that's all I wanted to talk about as far as him being at work and also allowing him to help us to get through these challenges, this process of every that he's in every situation, and we just must concentrate and the important thing, find scriptures that encourage you to get out of these feelings that you may be going through. There's so many good scriptures in the Bible. Grab a hold of some of them, write them down, or even get a highlighter and highlight it in your Bible, and go to them when you feel certain ways. And I use also when I feel like I'm in a situation or I'm around someone or whatever, I'm getting seen that something's getting ready to happen or whatever, I always start saying, no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And I'd go a little bit further, not just me. When I drive out in the morning, I normally say, quote, no weapon that is formed against me and my children, my cars, my home, or anything that he's made possible for me to have. So find scripture that you could, that helps you to be encouraged and also for protection, because the enemy is always busy out there. But, and also prayer. Always pray without ceasing. Prayer is powerful, and it becomes, and it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation may be. God is your present in time of trouble. Don't just stand or sit there back feeling hopeless and tearful. Just hold your breath through this time, this upward journey. You can make the difference through prayer. So knowing that prayer does change things. It doesn't sometimes change things overnight, but it does. And I also want to, there's a couple of other scripture too. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And that is so true. Don't always try to understand the situation. Just trust in him. The next thing is, after you trust in him, learn to have faith that he's going to be there for you. He's going to walk with you and walk with you on that upward journey. And also believe that he will do just that. Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. He promised he will do just that. You can always believe that he's going to do those things. So find some scripture that you can hold on to that will help you through some of these times in your life. And I'm going to finish it off with these little statements. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moment, trust God. Every moment, thank God. And I leave you with those moments. Continue to have faith in Him and knowing that He will do just that. Always praise Him before you start asking for Him for something. And always thank Him for when He does something good for you and your family. He wants to hear that. He's a loving God, but He also is a jealous God. So He wants everything that, you know, all of the accolade, He wants it, just like you do. When someone is telling you how nice you look, how nice you've been, or what you've done, God wants the same thing. He likes to hear those things as well. So just know, just like you like to hear Him, He wants it too. He wants that attention. So that is all I have for tonight. I have one announcement. No, I have two announcements. We are having our meeting every third Saturday of the month. We have a meeting. And sometimes we do different things, but there is something special that I want to do at this meeting. We was going to go out to eat, but God has put it on my heart to do something different. So I'm going to be texting everyone with a request. If you're able to come to the meeting on Saturday from 9 to 10:30 a.m. And the other announcement is we still have seats on the bus to New Orleans. So if you still might be interested in going, you still have time. So give me a call. It has to be done this week because the final preparation is being done. So if you know anyone else that are interested in coming and joining us on this trip to New Orleans on June 18th through the 22nd, that's Monday through Friday, please give me a call, and my number is 770-981-9118. And that is all I have for you tonight. Be blessed, and also reflect on God at work. How have you seen God work at work lately? Reflect and think about it, and guess what? Praise Him and thank Him for His goodness and His mercy. Be blessed. Next week, have a great week. And by the way, we have a guest next week. So tune in again and listen to our guest. Be there and listen for some great information that she's going to be sharing with us. So good night.